To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The president of Colorado's Senate is resigning to take a position at the Pentagon. State Senator Leroy Garcia of Pueblo said he'll leave the legislature on February 23rd. A Marine Corps veteran, Garcia will work in the Navy's Office of Manpower and Reserve Affairs. Senate Democrats will have to pick a new leader for the chamber. Garcia's Senate seat will be filled by a vacancy committee in his district. Colorado Republican leaders have admonished the chair of the El Paso County Republican Party for getting improperly involved in primaries, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
In an unusual move, leaders of the state party unanimously agreed that the chair of Colorado's largest Republican-controlled county, Vicky Tonkins, should not have used an outside group's rankings to tell party members how their lawmakers voted. Tonkins also used county party funds to donate to the conservative group FEC United, which backs Republicans in primary races. The state party concluded those actions violated party rules that require officials to stay neutral in primaries. Tonkins was ordered to address her actions at a county meeting this weekend. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
COVID-19 numbers are trending down, and state health experts are optimistic that Colorado is past the worst of the Omicron variant. CPR's John Daly says one remarkable thing is how fast and hard Omicron hit the state.
Colorado has seen 1.25 million cases so far. 500,000 of them came in the last 3 months. In January, Omicron infected about 250,000 people in about 3 weeks.
CPR health reporter John Daly. Today is Colorado Missing Persons Day. At the state capitol, law enforcement officials will remember the more than 1,000 Coloradans reported missing for more than 6 months. Events at the capitol will honor those people, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation will post a list of the missing at its website this morning. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News. There's more news at CPR.org.